polls showed a tight race in the weeks leading up to Tuesday's election, but Walker won by about a half dozen points. There wasn't much doubt throughout the evening at State Fair Park.
Now, I want to thank you all for coming out tonight, and I want to thank the folks at home for joining in with us. And to all of you who voted for me, thank you. And for those who didn't, I hope to earn your support, at least, and your respect over the next 4 years.
Much of Walker's victory speech had a national theme, raising further questions about his future plans. He talked about what it means to be American and accused Washington, D.C. of making people dependent on the government.
As a kid growing up in Delavan, I don't ever remember one of my classmates saying, "Hey, Scott, someday when I grow up, I want to become dependent on the government." Right? That's just not the American dream. That's just not the American dream.
Walker did not talk much Tuesday night about jobs or taxes, although legislators are eyeing those issues. Republican Senator Alberta Darling says the number one issue in Wisconsin is creating jobs.
So what we need to do is make sure that we're competitive as a state, that our government isn't intrusive, that our tax structure is an incentive for people to come here and to grow here.
Darling says the legislature will also work to create a more skilled workforce and strengthen public education, especially Milwaukee public schools. I'm Erin Toner, 89.7 WUWM.